This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Sharitz and Shaoning. Now, in some local headlines this morning, MCMC has announced that it is going to start its rollout of 5G demonstrations today. And it is basically a testing period, which is set to go on for the next 6 months. Eight companies will be investing 116 million ringgit in this. And these companies are Altel, Celcom, Digi, EDOTCO, Maxis, Petronas TM, as well as U-Mobile.
So no surprises there. I guess under MCMC, we're looking at a lot of participation coming from the telco companies. Specifically, they're rolling out about 55 5G use cases across the 32 sites, and also six states are going to be involved. And currently testing out 5G use cases in nine, what they describe as verticals. So these verticals are different industries: agriculture, education, entertainment, media, digital healthcare, and quite a number, including smart city as well as oil and gas.
I believe the 5G rollout is supposed to be completed by 2023. That's the tentative timeline?
2022, 2023, yes.
I'm just curious, what would be the total cost for the rollout by the end of the day? Because this sum of 116 million doesn't seem like a lot of money for... I guess it's just a test.
Yeah, so It's just a test. And it's also, finding out use cases and solutions for the industry rather than the infrastructure of 5G itself, maybe.
So going back to those eight companies which are making investments into this 5G rollout, one question this raises is what's in it for them? Now, the CEO of Celcom Axiata spoke to BFM News about that.
Partly is to learn it, also the spirit of collaboration. I think it's very important that during this early stage, we learn how to work with each other, because the whole world is looking at how's a 5G and a 5G business case. But for us, we need to make sure that we collaborate, we share as much as possible, we don't duplicate. So during this early stage, a lot of things that we can learn, especially with the technology partners, how do we share the network? How do we optimize using the spectrum with each other so we don't overinvest? So as a country, we can invest smartly in this new technology.
And DG CEO Elban Murti weighed in on this as well.
It is a step by step, and we are all learning, and it's very new technology. So we're trying to learn as much as an industry, not as only individual companies. That's why it's openly discussed. What are we doing? What are we learning from? So therefore, the investment is actually quite sizable. For ROI, for us, right now, we're actually in a learning phase. So it is worthwhile investing in some of these use cases and verticals to get better knowledge. 5G is very new. I think Malaysia's stand is that we'd rather be driving a little bit and learning a bit quicker than making the right investments.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see that how they are now having their, I guess, focus on different verticals, because the vertical right now that they're in is in telecommunication, right? So they are venturing into different silos. But, you know, speaking of all this 5G, we can't talk about it without actually talking about the man in the spotlight. I mean, the company in the spotlight, which is Huawei. We called it earlier this year, Mahathir actually visited the Huawei facility while he was on a working trip to China. And at the same time, I think MCMC chairman El Ishal has said that there is no objection at the moment for Huawei to actually participate in the 5G rollout.
So he reiterated that sentiment yesterday.
Malaysia is open to all technology providers. So China, Korea, Japan, Czechoslovakia, etc. There is no limitation against ZTE, Huawei, FiberHome, etc., etc. So we're open, and talking about how many percentage, it's been quite interesting. It's relatively equal. Everyone has an equal space. We are open. We are technology agnostic.
Now, we've also spoken to CFO of EDOTCO, Thivankar Rangala, about the company's 5G investments. Now, the telco industry has gone through various evolutions over the last two decades in terms of investment trends. So we asked her, how does this push to 5G differ from previous investments?
If you look at the investments that have gone in the previous technologies like 3G, 4G, the difference is that coming at the backdrop of a 2G deployment, which had wide coverage and very good throughputs and penetration in terms of cement, etc., 3G already saw a huge attenuation in terms of the deployment, in terms of the towers. So they started building more infrastructure to be able to give the capacity that was required to the consumers. But when we went to 4G, what happened was the data consumption started increasing exponentially, as you would have seen in some of the market research. Now, when it comes to 5G, 5G is quite unique in the sense that the throughput that you're going to be able to get from the networks is going to be pretty high, and it's going to be fairly substantial. Now, this would require an immense amount of infrastructure to support that kind of throughput. And it comes from various aspects. So you kind of got to change your aspect in terms of how you put out your infrastructure to cater to the 5G, but you can't do the plain vanilla 2G, 3G kind of deployment. You're going to have to change the mindset here in terms of how to cope with the, you know, increased throughput and how you, you know, get all the respective ecosystems in place so that it functions the way it should.
And we also asked about the strategic investment approaches that will help propel the nation's goal towards 5G.
So here, you know, you got, there are multiple players here, right? So if you look at the mobile operators, they need to be focused on quality of service. They got to be there for the, you know, in terms of innovation, etc. And the governments and the regulators play a role here as well, right? You know, what's the right spectrum to use? If you go down the spectrum band, the lower the spectrum, the better your throughput would be, the higher the range drops significantly and you'll need more sites. So this is an area that, you know, the regulator, the governments as well has to play through with. And then you get parties like ourselves, the intra-core players who enable the connectivity for the MNOs and make sure that they have the required sites. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this is not just about having a tower on the road or on a rooftop. This requires a different level of site access so that you can have the throughput that is required. And this is fundamental in terms of making this work for, you know, everyone, for the nation, for the consumer and for the operator.
And that was Divankar Rangala, CFO of EDOTCO. Now, guys, the other thing when we talk about 5G, aside from the infrastructure, is also 5G adoption in phones. Because I do believe, at least with Apple, there is set to be a whole range of 5G-enabled iPhones also expected to be launched in September 2020.
Yeah, that will probably come in the iPhone 12. As we know, the iPhone 11 was just launched in Malaysia over the weekend, and it's pretty much sold out, actually, even though some of the price tags between 4,000 to 6,000. But actually, at this current juncture, you already can buy 5G phones. For example, the Samsung Galaxy 5G, Note 10. So the phones are available, but even though you can't plug into the 5G system.
So as a result of that announcement, JP Morgan, for one, expects that Apple is going to be selling nearly 200 million iPhones with 5G services in 2020 and 200 million exactly in 2021.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.